Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Our friend Gene Hallman. Gene is the president of Eventive Sports. You used to know them as the Bruno Event Team. Same group, just a different name. And Gene's the same guy he's always been. What's up, Gino? How are you?
This is like a family reunion.
I know. I haven't seen you in a while. Why do you not like us anymore?
Familiar faces that I've known forever. I remember when Ryan was an intern.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Back in the day.
It's back in the day.
You remember when I had hair and didn't think the then Bruno's Classic would actually work in Birmingham. And we're celebrating how many years now?
This will be the 32nd.
32nd, yeah. Probably going to hang around a while, 32 years.
I got to ask you, I brought this up, Gino, that it seems like you and Riley Green have gotten tight. Because back-to-back, he's going to be in the Pro-Am. He's going to be out at Barber's. You guys, do you have pictures on him?
I've got his cell number. His mom and dad have become friends. So, yeah, I guess I'm somewhat part of the Riley Green fan club and inner circle just a little bit. But what a great guy he is. Just a great athlete, great performer. Just sold out Tuscaloosa. I heard the concert was phenomenal. He used to come to the race growing up because he grew up in the area, of course. Played quarterback at Jacksonville State, and now to come back as Grand Marshal is really cool.
Yeah, he's a cool story. He is, and hasn't forgotten where he comes from. I mean, he still spends as you know, Gene, a good amount of time up there near Jacksonville State when he's off the road. So he's not one of those that grew up and just decided he'd never come back home.
No, and he's very grounded. His parents make sure that he stays grounded, and he's just a really good guy with a great, very bright future.
Yeah. This Indy racing.
Did you think it wouldn't work either?
No.
Okay, you were on board for that one.
But a beautiful course out there. For the fans who are going to go out there, and I was just, you know, I wasn't joking. I was selling Champy's Chicken. But the ability to tailgate out here is one of the unique things about this event. The length it's been in existence isn't Wrigley Field. But it's Wrigley Field-esque, Fenway Park-esque. If you're an Indy car fan anywhere in the country, coming to Barber's, sitting on the grassy hills, throwing out picnics and having a glass of wine, watching the best drivers in the world, it's a unique experience, is it not?
It is, Jim, and it's become a bucket list item for Indy car fans, really racing fans of any type, motorcycles or automobiles. I pulled up some stats just to validate what you're saying about the Barber Motorsports Park. 45% of our tickets thus far have been sold to people who live outside the state of Alabama. 38 states, 13 countries, and ticket sales are up 25%. A lot of that's the Barber Motorsports Park. It's the Augusta National of road courses in this country. It's beautiful. It's unique. The museum houses the world's largest collection of motorcycles and Lotus cars. It's one of those places that it's really hard to describe until you go and see it. Then you can understand the vision. And really the most cool thing about the whole story is it's a charity. George Barber gave all the money, $125 million plus, to build that facility and then gave it to a foundation. He owns nothing out there.
Mm. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. Yeah.
I knew there was a charity aspect. Yeah. I didn't know it was totally owned by the charity. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a gift to his hometown. He grew up and he was born actually on Red Mountain and grew up in the city. And this is his gift back to our city and state. And what a tremendous legacy.
So if people want tickets, Gino, how do they go about getting the tickets?
IndyAlabama.com. We are selling tickets fast. I don't anticipate we'll run out because in theory we could run out of parking and thus have to stop selling tickets. And we have had that happen in the past. We've expanded parking this year. I don't think we'll have that issue. We are definitely gearing up for more people. We have an earlier start time this year due to NBC network television. Green flag is around 12:40. So if you're coming, make sure you get there in plenty of time.
IndyAlabama.com, IndyAlabama.com, and then pretty soon the Regents Tradition coming. We mentioned Riley as part of that as well, and another all-star lineup there in your pro-am.
Yes, we got Coach Saban and Coach DeBoer both coming to play in the pro-am, so it's going to be fun to see Coach DeBoer there for the first time, and Hugh Freeze and Kirby Smart and our good friend Charles Barkley are all coming back. Roman Harper just called me, and he's coming for the first time.
All right. Nice. We're big fans of Roman. He joins us every week
Roman's
during football season.
Roman's a great guy.
Yeah. Hey, can I make a suggestion, Gene, real quick? And I brought this up on the show earlier this week. While both of them's game is dialed in, for charity, do you think you could get match play? Maybe too late this year, but to pair up just those two and two pros, match play between Nick and Hugh Freeze, because Nick's game has gotten better now he's retired. Hugh's really good. I mean, it could be a made-for-TV thing.
You know, I'm all in on that. When we were at Ross Bridge, Jim, you may remember this, Spurrier called me and say, I got this idea. I think me and Tubbs are the two best golfers among SEC football coaches. Let's have a match play death contest to determine who the best football coach golfer is in the conference. And I think Spurrier closed him out on like hole 14 and won bragging rights for that. That was Saban's first year. And he kept getting asked by the media why he wasn't invited to participate. And he got rather irritated with me because I had told him nothing about it. Of course, I didn't realize I had to tell him about it. But that's neither here nor there. I love the concept of having those two compete for charity. We'll certainly explore it. Coach Saban has definitely broadened his horizons in terms of what he's willing to do. Now that he is somewhat retired.
He hasn't retired from golf. I think he plays, my guess right now is five times a week.
Yes, he does. He loves the game. And, you know, what's been fun to watch is how much he's gotten better. When he first started back in at Ross Bridge, he was just okay. He's played every year, but the one year when he went to Italy, which was last year, and he's dramatically improved. He's easily a single-digit handicap.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him. All right. So, IndyAlabama.com, though, that's the upcoming event. We're going to be out there Friday. We'll have a specialty show out there, but you can get tickets now. IndyAlabama.com. As Gene said, there is a chance parking runs out. So, go ahead and buy now. Make sure you're secured. IndyAlabama.com for racing over the weekend. It is always a fun event, Gene. We look forward to it.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. Take care. See you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday.
Talk to you soon.
Or 2 days.
Yeah, Gene Hallman with us there on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.